by now you've done quite a bit of stock quoting, and maybe you've tried several different web pages, and you find that they're all pretty good about reporting the stock data. Well, bonds are very, very different. Bonds don't trade as often as stocks. Plus, bond investors tend to be fairly wealthy, and they have their own private broker who finds the data for them. So what we find is that it's not easy to find good bond data. Fidelity, in your assignment, you'll see that Fidelity does have pretty good bond data, but they want you to sign up and have an account. So one of the public places that we can find bond data is at FINRA. FINRA, who are they? That's the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. They're the folks who are responsible for overseeing the brokerage firms, the brokers. However, it looks as though they're actually using Morningstar, because it says finramarkets.morningstar.com in the URL, in the browser address. And you wonder, because if you go to morningstar.com, you can't find bond quotes. Figure that out. But let's take a look first at the FINRA bond page. FINRA's bond homepage. Hello. Here it comes. And we see some information about bonds, and there's tools and education, and there we'll get to the search in a minute. But this is one thing we're going to discuss in Chapter 10, in our next chapter. And there's a few other places where you can see this. This is called the yield curve. And this is dangerous. Normally the yield curve, as we'll discuss in Chapter 10, goes up. This is 1 year ago, the little blue. It slopes upwardly. But sometimes there's an inverted yield curve. And every time that's happened since World War II, except for once, 1966, there has been a recession. And so you hear people discussing the dreaded, dangerous inverted yield curve now. It hasn't quite totally inverted. See, short-term, 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, they're still under the 3 year. But the 2 year, the 5 year, the 10 year have gone underneath, not quite. The 10 year hasn't quite, but the 2 and the 5 year have inverted. And we'll discuss the ramifications and how that works back when we get to Chapter 10. But realize that that's a scary situation. But let's now take a look at how to do a search. And I'm going to type, I don't know why it thinks I should type me in, but I'm going to type Ford, right? Because if you've gone through that presentation already, you'll see we go back into the Great Recession and take a look at Ford. Notice that corporate is the default. So if I click show results, I get Ford bonds. And it gives us a goodly amount of information, although sometimes I don't really trust this information, as we'll see when we take a look at the Poway school district quotes in another commentary. But if we want advanced settings, it did the advanced for me already, because sometimes it doesn't. We can say we want bonds that mature between a certain date or have a certain rating or are insurable plenty other criteria, most of which we never use. Now, if we want to do a muni bond quote, we have to pick muni and then make sure you pick the state, because there are, for example, dozens of Southwesterns. We just want ours, Southwestern Community College. And let's say we want them April of 21 to April of 26. Okay? And now we'll do a search, show results. And it gives us Southwestern. Look how they abbreviate Community College District. But there you are. Southwestern has a pretty good rating, AA- from Standard & Poor's. So play with this and realize that if you really were in the market for bonds, except for government bonds, which we discussed on treasurydirect.gov, you you know, they want you to pony up $25,000 or $50,000 for your first purchase. Yeah, it's something we use bond mutual funds, right? But have fun, and that's part of your Chapter 6 assignment, is to do some research and do some bond quotes. So we hope you have fun with boring, stodgy, reliable bonds.